guten Tag. We is partying on CJSF 90.1. Super fantastic fun, yeah. My favorite radio station in Burnaby, yeah. It's true, yeah, yeah. Catch us with internets. CJSF.ca. Huh, huh.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course, to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. The fact that you join me every week to celebrate and amplify women's voices is just awesome. The fact that you enjoy this 2-hour mixtape of female-identified voices says so much about you as the listener. This is one of those weeks where I could not wait to get back into the studio and just get lost in some incredible music. And that is what we've got in store this week on Girly So Groovy. Coming up in this first hour, I've got music on the way from The Sundays, Cocteau Twins, Mazzy Star, The Innocence Mission, Basha Bulat, First Aid Kit, Jenny Lewis, Japanese Breakfast, St. Vincent, Mitski. And again, we're talking first hour, not even second hour yet. Speaking of Cocteau Twins, this is a band that I've been thinking about a lot lately as I'm listening to the latest album from Toronto indie rock band Always. With their new third album, Always bring their sugary, sweet indie rock that I'm used to. But the more I listen to the new album's called Blue Rev, the more I listen, the more classic indie dream pop is bubbling its way up to the surface. Think of The Smiths, Cocteau Twins, The Sundays. I hear it a little bit more and more in the music. So that's where we're going to start off. It's going to be Always doing their best take of dream pop here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.
That is the sound of classic dream pop right there. Two bands, both releasing phenomenal dream pop albums in 1990. We just heard music from the iconic band Cocteau Twins. The song is called Ice Blink Luck. That's from the band's 1990 album, Heaven or Las Vegas. In the middle, it is another fantastic dream pop band, The Sundays. This song in the middle is called Hideous Towns, and you can find that on their 1990 album, Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. And then we kicked off the entire 2 hours with a more modern take on dream pop. It's Toronto indie rock band Always kicking off Girly So Groovy with the song Many Mirrors, as found from their newest album, Blue Rev. All right now we have got music from... Oh, I just thought this is absolutely pure coincidence. I need to check the date on this. This could be another phenomenal dream pop album released in 1990, maybe 1989, but it is a California duo that make music that is lullabies for dreams when you're asleep in an indie rock paradise. I am talking about Mazzy Star right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Ride it on, baby, into my view. Ride it on, baby, into your side. Ride it on, baby, just like you used to do. Did you want me to love? And you said that you're so low. Well, I won't really do you any harm. Won't you ride it on, baby, just like you used to do? There's no love that you're over feeling, and you still want to be with me. You're leaving like you said that you would. I'm waiting for the call. And you love like you always say now, but you know it won't do you any harm. Ride it on, baby, just like you said that you. Taking wine.
I've just got to believe that there is somebody somewhere listening right now who was a teenager in the 90s and was just in love with these dream pop bands like I was. And for that, hopefully we are making a connection. Hopefully right now your world's just blowing up hearing some of these songs that have been just cherished for so long as great, great dream pop songs. I'm talking about the band The Innocence Mission, who we just heard. The song was called Keeping Awake. It is the opening track to their 1995 album, Glow. In the middle, we are a little bit more contemporary with a band who's been featured quite a bit in the last few years here on Girly So Groovy, Brooklyn indie rock duo Widow's Peak. They're certainly hitting a career high post-2020. The band released their gorgeous album Plum 2 years ago, and then 3 years ago now, actually. Then they released an EP, Honey Church, and then just last year, the duo's fourth album, The Jacket, was released. It's an album that is made with soft focus sounds, perfect for lazy weekend mornings. After more than a decade together, Widow's Peak seemed to be building one of the quietly great discographies of the last decade. And before Widow's Peak, one of the band's major influences California dream pop duo Mazzy Star. The song is called Ride It On, and I did double check. It's from the band's debut album, She Hangs Brightly, and yes, another incredible 1990 album release. And I think, wow, dream pop really was hitting a high with bands like Cocteau Twins, Mazzy Star, and Innocence Mission all releasing albums in 1990. Again, pure coincidence that the bands were featured all together in the first half hour of the show, but I think it makes for some really great listening. Hey, I often forget to say this, but if you are one of our 1,600 followers on our Mixcloud listening page, I can't say thank you enough for tuning in that way. Every week, I post the show to the free, no membership required website, Mixcloud. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girly. So groovy, girly, and groovy ending with an IE. You can find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. If you ever miss a show or you just can't be by the radio for a full 2 hours, our Mixcloud page is a great way to listen at your leisure. Coming up in the next half hour, I've got music on the way from Jenny Lewis, Japanese Breakfast, Mitski, St. Vincent, First Aid Kit. But up next, it is the incredible singer-songwriter Basha Bulat here on Girly So Groovy.